From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says he knows this Thanksgiving is difficult for many Americans, but he says he's confident the nation will overcome its economic problems.
The problems we face didn't develop overnight, and we won't solve them overnight. But we will solve them. All it takes is for each of us to do our part.
In his Thanksgiving message, the president also encouraged Americans to remember the nation's military personnel. The president and his family have spent some time working at a food bank in the nation's capital, the president handing out packets of carrots as he greeted people.
How are you? God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, man. Nice to see you. Oh, goodness, what you got?
The first family was accompanied by members of Oregon State University's basketball team, which is coached by Mrs. Obama's brother, Craig Robinson. There's an uneasy truce today in the central square of Egypt's capital after 5 days of protests to press the country's military rulers to transfer power to a civilian government. The ruling military has apologized for the killings of some protesters by police. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson says parliamentary elections are set for next week. The question is whether they'll take place.
Protesters in Tahrir Square had demanded the elections be delayed until the ruling military council agrees to their demands. Many are seeking a handover of power to Egypt's constitutional court before voting proceeds. But Egypt's military rulers refuse to hand over power before a new parliament and president are in place. Those elections are to start Monday and continue in several phases through next June. Exactly how officials plan to hold elections during the crisis should become clearer today. Many here wonder whether there is even a final candidates list or ballots for voters in what are supposed to be the first free elections here since Hosni Mubarak was forced out. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
The mother of one of three American college students arrested during the demonstrations in Cairo has been allowed to talk to her son briefly by phone. Joy Sweeney says it was a relief to hear her son Derek's voice.
Around the world, everybody is being supportive of him, and I wanted him to use that strength to know that we would take care of him and get him out of there and get him to safety as soon as possible.
The three students are accused of throwing firebombs at security forces from the rooftop of a building at the American University in Cairo. They deny the accusation. Searchers have found no survivors from the crash of a small plane that went down in the mountains near Phoenix last night. There were three children and three adults aboard. One child is confirmed dead. Sheriff's Department spokesman Elias Johnson says the crash site is difficult to reach.
This isn't an area that we would normally go to unless somebody was in trouble. And, normally people don't get all the way to the top if they get in trouble.
In Los Angeles, an American Airlines jetliner has made an emergency landing after crew members smelled smoke in the aircraft. The flight, which was bound for New York, returned to the airport less than 10 minutes after taking off. This is NPR News from Washington. With the start of the holiday shopping season looming, NPR's Wendy Kaufman says online retailers are offering some mobile-only deals.
Amazon and many other online shopping sites will be aggressively promoting their deals on smartphones and other mobile devices. They're hoping to lure consumers out of shopping malls and big-box retailers by promoting convenience and low prices. Many online sites are throwing in free shipping. Consumers are increasingly comfortable buying things with their devices, and with price scanning software, consumers can easily comparison shop while in line and even inside the store. The free wireless connections many retailers provide make that quite easy. At least one major retailer, Best Buy, is reportedly trying to thwart the would-be comparison shoppers. The retailer won't be displaying standard barcodes for some items, so they can't be easily scanned. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
National Basketball Association owners and players union reps are talking again, raising hope they may be able to salvage the season. NPR's Tom Goldman says NBA games have been canceled through mid-December.
All appeared lost 10 days ago when talks broke off, the union disbanded, and players filed antitrust lawsuits against owners. But this week, talks started up again. Representatives of both sides are focused on settling the lawsuits. After today's break for Thanksgiving, the talks are expected to resume tomorrow. There still could be a shortened 66-game regular season starting on Christmas, which has become the annual kickoff day for the league's national TV schedule. For that to happen, there'd have to be quick agreement on a new labor deal within the next few days, because it would take about a month for teams and players to prepare. The players' union reportedly would have to reform in order to accept a new labor contract.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.